Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, and today's note is coming from a very, very personal place. As my birthday approaches, I always find myself slowing down a little bit, not to dwell, but to reflect. I like to look at what I've lived through, what I've survived, what I've learned, what I've released, and who I'm still becoming. I think about the goals I've hit, the ones I was in, and the versions of me that did the very best they could with what they knew at the time. And this year especially, that reflection hit differently. So instead of keeping it to myself, I really wanted to share it with you. So this note is going to be a collection of lessons, not from perfection, but from experience. 45 years of living and stepping into my 46th year with even more clarity. That sounds so crazy to say. So if you are still in a season of becoming, come sit with me. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that growth can be scary. Not because becoming more is wrong, but because outgrowing who you were is often tied to things that feel familiar. Places, people, relationships, old roles you played, versions of yourself that once kept you safe. Sometimes who you were protected you. She made you small when being small was necessary. She stayed quiet when speaking up didn't feel safe. She held on because letting go felt like loss. And here's the thing that we really don't talk about often enough. Outgrowing who you were can feel like grief. Because growth doesn't just mean expansion. It often means detachment. Detaching from spaces you've outgrown, from dynamics that no longer fit, and from versions of you that can't come with you. But the only way forward is through evolution. So just like a butterfly, that version of you existed before, it served a purpose. She wasn't wrong. She wasn't weak. She was necessary. But she doesn't get to lead forever. You are allowed to evolve into a new woman, not because who you were wasn't enough, but because you're becoming more. Now, the second lesson. Here's one. I thought for the longest time that confidence came from certainty. Like one day I would just wake up and know. I wouldn't have any fear, no doubt, no hesitation. But what I learned is this. Confidence is built by action, not assurance. Sometimes you have to do the thing scary. And sometimes it's not going to work out. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes you fall flat. And that's okay. Because every time you try, you learn something. And every time you try again, you grow. And I'm at the point in my life where I'd rather say, at least I tried, than I wish I had. And here's something powerful. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, you are teaching yourself, I can trust my word. That's how confidence really grows. It's not from perfection, but from follow through. Try, learn, adjust, and then try again. Now, lesson number three. There's something that I say to my girls all the time, and I know they're going to listen to this and laugh. I am always saying, at this big age, I can't be dating potential. Potential was cute in my 20s. Hope was enough then, but now I need to meet people in situations where they are. Potential doesn't build peace. Potential doesn't show up consistently, and potential does not protect your energy. I'm not interested in who someone could be anymore. I'm paying attention to who they are now. That goes for relationships, friendships, careers, opportunities, because potential without action will keep you stuck in waiting rooms, and I'm not waiting anymore. Now, lesson four. This one is all about learning to trust myself because it has saved me so much time. Yes, I might run something by a friend, talk it through, get perspective, but at the end of the day, I know that I can make the best decisions for myself. Trusting myself allows me to set boundaries without guilt, protect my peace without explanation, and go after opportunities without overthinking it. And here's the real freedom. Being authentic even when everyone doesn't like it. Some people will love you and some people won't, and that's okay. Because I can lay my head down at night knowing that I did not abandon myself. So self-trust is really about choosing yourself even when it's uncomfortable, and that's honestly changed everything for me. So this is my note to you, the woman that you are becoming. Give yourself grace. Things may not always go as planned. I know that better than anybody. Life may throw you detours that you didn't expect. You might need to pause, reevaluate, and pivot. And that's okay. Grace is not quitting. Grace is compassion. You are allowed to slow down without giving up. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to evolve. Whatever you do, never, never give up on yourself. I mean that with everything I mean. Do not give up on yourself, because who you were got you here, but who you're becoming deserves room to grow. So say this note, share it with somebody who needs it, and come back for the next episode, because we are not done becoming. Yes.